I'll fill up sample field. These are okay. Today's date is 07/08/2023. Dictation is from Miss Connie Baldwin. Baldwin spells B-A-L-D-W-I-N. Connie spells C-O-N-N-I-E. Date of birth is 12/11/1959. This is a 63-year-old female here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Miss Connie has a history of opioid use disorder. Chronic torticollis is here for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill period. Patient indicated that she may have slept wrong a few nights ago and now she's having stiff neck. She denies chills, myalgia, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Denies increased temperature period. Patient also indicated that she's getting ready to go to Las Vegas and usually gets sick when she drives and is requesting some Sofran to help with that car sickness she experiences when she drives long distances. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No significant changes. She has chronic torticollis and just the pain she's experienced now, she says, is just an exacerbation of her chronic condition. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 95% at room air, blood pressure 132/77, pulse 89, respiration 18, temperature 97.8. Period. Next paragraph. HEENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion with mild discomfort with bilateral rotation. She has chronic deformity of her neck. It's a flexion deformity. This is chronic and ongoing. Next paragraph, HEENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range. Next paragraph, respiratory good, inspiratory effort, no advantageous sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac. Regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microcephaly, or pupils. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac. Regular rhythm with no murmur. She has peripheral edema, but no cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented time is 3. Cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder. Number 2, medication refill. Number 3, torticollis. Open parentheses. Chronic. Close parentheses. Assessment number 4, car sickness prophylaxis. Period. Next paragraph. PMP aware was reviewed. Data from PMP aware does not support drug seeking behavior or medication diversion. Period. Next paragraph. Every urine drug screen was done in the clinic today. Urine drug screen was normal. Next paragraph. Is medication refill as follows. Suboxone 8/2 milligrams SL film. She would take one film SL daily for 30 days. Number 30, 30, no refills. Next medication, Zofran, 4 milligrams ODT, 1 SL TID PRN for nausea / vomiting / car motion sickness. And next paragraph, Robaxin, 500 milligrams, 1 POBID for 14 days. Number 28, she was given the opportunity to ask questions. He says she has none. End of dictation.